We just were speaking with Safe Horizons and the Street Works program about particularly youth homelessness. But now we are joined by Joel Berg, the executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, and Arnold S. Cohen, president and CEO of the Partnership for the Homeless. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
This is Arnold Cohen.
Thank you.
We'll be talking over one another, I think.
Well, hopefully not. It tends to work out. Just yesterday, the U.S. Conference of Mayors put out an annual report on hunger and homelessness, and I received an immediate press release stating that Mayor Bloomberg in New York City did not participate in this U.S. Conference of Mayors, and other cities such as Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, Seattle, Philadelphia, all, 25 cities were involved.
That's right. Virtually every major city throughout the nation participate, except for New York City, which has unfortunately been historical.
So, historically speaking, have we ever participated in the report?
I mean, the last time, and Joel know this as well, was way back in the Dinkins administration. But during the, I think maybe Giuliani had participated once early on, but largely, and Joel can correct me on this, but it's the Giuliani administration largely ignored the Conference of Mayors and didn't submit at all any of the statistics or the data to be part of this nationwide study. And Mayor Bloomberg has followed suit and had really a lost opportunity, I think, to really be part of this major study to show, really paint a tragic picture of homelessness and hunger across the nation.
This is Joel Berg with the Coalition Against Hunger. Arnold's right. The city hasn't participated since the Dinkins administration. And in fact, the national report shows that hunger and homelessness are rising across the country. So for Mayor Bloomberg to participate would only be acknowledging the reality that this is a serious problem at the federal, state, and local level. And it's ironic that often the city government has criticized work that we advocates has done and data that we have put out saying, well, that's not accurate. We all wrote to the mayor months ago offering to jointly work with him on developing a methodology and releasing numbers that we could all agree upon. Honestly, he didn't even give us the courtesy of the response. He told the media yesterday, essentially, well, New York City is so different than the rest of the country. Perhaps what happens here isn't relevant. And yet, just a few days ago, the mayor was bragging in great detail about how we compared to all the other major cities of the United States in crime. So obviously, on some issues, which he has put a high priority on, he thinks what's happening in the rest of the country is relevant. Fortunately, when it makes us look perhaps bad, he doesn't seem to think it's relevant.
This is not one where we disagree on the this is Arnold Cohen. This is not one where we really disagree on the numbers. If you look at just numbers of homeless families here in the city, it's doubled in the last 4.5 years. We now have nearly 17,000 children living in shelters throughout the city, half of whom are school age. And the fear, of course, for us is, are we going to lose another generation to poverty and homelessness?
Right.
So there's a real value to being, and as Joel was saying, there's a real value to be part of this national study. We need to paint it, because this is not just simply a local problem. It's a city problem, it's a state problem, but it's also a national problem. We can't go it alone. We need the national support, and this was a perfect opportunity to be part of that larger study.
Mm-hmm. So what's the significance of the study after it's put out? How does it have an impact?
Well, we've determined through our studies on hunger that there was a 26% increase in the need at emergency food pantries and soup kitchens throughout the city in the last year. Nationwide, the mayor's documented a 17% increase, so we were higher than the national average. And as Arnold was saying, the city already keeps the homelessness statistics. Most of the hunger statistics they keep through the Human Resources Administration. We also collect similar statistics, so it wouldn't have cost the city actually a dime to participate in this study. And perhaps one of the reasons there's hesitancy is the mayors were not shy in talking about policy problems, lack of affordable housing, lack of access to government nutrition assistance programs, low wages. Although the irony is, the head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors is a Republican mayor from Hempstead, Long Island, Mayor Garner. The two co-chairs of the task force that actually produced this report, one's a Republican, a conservative Republican from Iowa. The other is a Democrat from Tennessee. So this really was a bipartisan effort of people all across the ideological spectrum. So it really is startling. The biggest city in the country and the one with the biggest problem didn't participate.
Yeah, the municipal shelter population, and this is a statistic that we researched, population in New York City grew by 10%, and that's about the same as the 13% growth in other cities. I'm wondering if, Arnold, can you describe what the population looks like? I think you touched on it a little bit talking about families, but can you expand on that?
Well, I mean, if you look overall in terms of the increase in families, it's doubled, in fact, in the 5 years. So the numbers are over 9,000 families living in the shelter system, a lot of young women, victims of domestic abuse, some who have been foster care much of their lives, many who have been failed by our education system, and who are mired in deep into poverty. And then there are the 17,000 children. We have enough children, school-aged children in New York City, to fill, and we're looking at an average size school, to fill 14 elementary schools, 8 middle schools, and 2 high schools. That's how tragic it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think the study, the importance of, you asked earlier, the importance of the study is it really is a respected major research piece. And it does shape funding. It does shape government policy. It does shape federal dollars. It's an important public awareness tool. So there's a whole host of things that are very important with this U.S. Conference of Mayors report.
And so for someone listening right now, and it seems kind of like after the fact that we know that we didn't participate in this annual report, what can people do if they're upset about this, and what can people do the next time so that we do ensure that New York City participates?
Well, I think, Joel, you want to speak first?
Well, I just want to say the participation is only emblematic of a lack of high-level attention and effective attention to our issues. Arnold's group and other homeless service organizations, my organization, many hunger organizations, have for a long time now detailed effective best practices of what can be done in an affordable manner to dramatically reduce both our problems. So certainly we'll be pushing for participation in the study, but more importantly, I think we'll all be pushing for some significant concrete solutions to the problem detailed by the study. We've been talking for a long time now about the lack of participation in the food stamps program, as many people are eligible for food stamps and not receiving them as receiving them in the city. That's losing us almost $1 billion, that's $1 billion with a B, in federal funds that could be going to feed hungry families. And while most hungry people going to pantries and kitchens are not homeless, only 10% or less are, the issues are clearly intertwined. If people get a few hundred extra dollars from food stamps to be able to pay for food, that's a few hundred dollars more they have to pay the rent, helping them either preventing them from either becoming homeless or helping them move out of homelessness.
No, I think that's true, and I think Joel's right. The study is emblematic of the larger problem, and our failure to participate is emblematic of a larger problem. One of the values of being part of this larger conference is really understanding what are best practices across the nation, what's working, what's not working, how do we understand how to craft better policy, better practices, whether it's homeless services or with respect to issues around hunger, which are obviously, as Joel said, are just so intertwined. So it is lost opportunities to really begin to think about how do we effectively look to some of the real permanent solutions and some of the root causes, as opposed to simply focusing on emergency short-term stopgap measures, which virtually the last 20 years, that's what we've done in the city, is treated the problem as if it's simply an emergency. And what have we wrought? This large, unwieldy shelter system that keeps growing and growing and growing. It's largely because we haven't thought about the root causes. How does this really part of the larger anti? How are we part of the larger anti-poverty struggle?
Right.
And that's important. It's really, we need a complete paradigm shift.
Well, before we go, we want to thank both of you for coming. You know, especially during the holiday season is when the time that people tend to think about these issues a little bit more as the weather is getting colder. Can you each give us your information for those who are interested in supporting your agencies and getting involved in the anti-poverty struggle?
Sure. We have it's Partnership for the Homeless, and we have a website, www.partnershipforthehomeless. We also have a Homeless Action Network, which you can get through our website, and it checks all the legislation, three levels of government. It links with other organizations working on social justice issues. It actually has a take action element to it as well, with letter writing campaigns, and it'll identify who your congressperson is, who your city council person is, your state assembly person. So there's, take a look at our website and also get involved. I mean, we obviously, it's a time of with lack of government support, smaller dollars, the economy is suffering, people are suffering, and we need your support out there as well.
And the New York City Coalition Against Hunger also has a website, nyccah.org, nyccah.org, and our phone number is 212-825-0028. We need your contributions and your activism as well. And one of the things we wholeheartedly agree with the partnership with, that's actually rare for groups like ours to do both, but we both do direct service, but we both always point out that government's got to take an important role in fixing this problem, and all the charity in the world and all the nonprofits in the world can't replace the effective role of government. So I think it's really gutsy that the partnership, frankly, with all its funding it gets from government and other things, and not to put you on the spot, but takes this very courageous stand and says, yes, we have to get people shelter, but we have to deal with the fundamental issues, and we at the coalition do the same thing.
Right. It's not just it's great to work one person at a time and solve the problem one person at a time, but we also have to take a look at those structures, those institutions that impact on the people that we serve, and how do we really focus on systemic change, and that's critical.
Exactly. Well, we thank both of you for joining us today. We will have your information posted on our website, and that's www.studentvoicesforpeace.org.
Terrific. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and we'll be back with the Prison Moratorium Project right after this musical presentation. This is Pharoah Z with The Answer.
I was one time talking about hanging this group of people, hanging that group of people. You know, then I came back and I blamed myself. And I wasn't really doing what I had to do. But I bounced back. And this is dedicated to all my peoples who love me, who show me appreciation, who kept me going, never gave up on me. I got so much love for y'all, and this one goes out to y'all. Believe me, with all my heart. And I just want to say one more thing before we start blasting off with this. Is that yo, I'm a black man. I'm about to turn the flames on, spread knowledge across the city like a brainstorm. Change the form of the culture from paradigm. So synchronize your watches on the color people time. Pharaoh, see I'm in awe. See I stay high. Offer knowledge and understanding. Impress a little line of scenery. Be me in fatigue and Tim's in front of a project building. Blending in with melanin on my skin. Hair on my chin covering over my brain with a strong solid frame. Just man always surrounds himself with positive people, so wisdom can be found within this council. Spread knowledge through hip-hop is what we about to do, and it's impossible to stop the truth, so we reach out to the youth and show them how to overcome.